Friday night. Is it different? Are you leaner, different shape? What's happened to you over the summer?
Yeah, I probably lost a lot of weight during the off season, coming back, which helped me get through all the running and get the volume in my legs. And since then, as pre-season's gone on, we've ramped up weights, and I've probably put more muscle and lost fat. So I think I'm a lot leaner, which is helping my running ability, I think.
Have you got any numbers as to what you were and what you are?
I think no specifics, but skin folds have gone down by a fair bit. So that's our main indicator. What the club goes on to see, not just how you've been eating, but just professionalism off the field. So I think I've improved those. They've gone down dramatically.
So there's always that debate: if you lose weight, you can lose strength and all that sort of stuff. So you feel that you're leaner, but you're also stronger.
Yeah, no, I am. Put more muscle on and lost fat. So it's a lot easier to run when you're not carrying that extra weight in fat, but in muscle. So I think I've maintained and probably increased my strength.
And is that weight lost over the off season? Is that just hard work? I mean, how did you lose that?
Oh, hard work and just not eating much, I think. Mum got the diet ramped up back home. I went home for about 2 months, so it was that combined with hard work what Burjo sets us over the off season. So it's probably taken a lot of dedication and just getting my mind to it and not getting off track.
Is there something that triggered that, or was that just inevitable because so many years in now, things changed for you?
Yeah, I think just as the game's evolving and getting a lot quicker, you can't just be that plod around midfielder. You see some of the best in the AFL do it, but only a couple can do it. So I think just losing that extra little bit of weight just doesn't make me a one-dimensional player and lets me get outside the contest and get that outside ball that that can really add to my game.
How do you expect that to change your output during games?
It'll just mean that I'm not always inside. I can go to a wing and play a more outside role, and not only offence but defensively being able to shut down outlets and shut down the opposition when they get out on us.
Ollie, how do the powerful thighs deal with that?
I think they've maintained their size and shape, I think. Haven't lost too much off them, but squatting a personal best in the gym, so they're travelling well.
That's important. There's some wonderful pictures of you and Michael Voss getting it on in Dubai and having a go there. So he just picked on you? Or?
Yeah, I think he's had a crack at everyone over his couple of months at the club. He's very competitive, and I think there's nothing better than having a very competitive coach. So Bossy's been enormous for myself and for the midfield group and probably for the whole playing group. He's very one-on-one and he's very honest, which is something Ken's really really rates highly, and I think he'll help us a lot this year.
Who won that wrestling bout?
To be honest, he got me. Yeah, he got me in the headlock, and once Bossy gets you in the headlock, there's no getting out. So he got me in the headlock and got the elbow in the throat. So
is there a return bout?
There will be, I think. Yeah, we have a bit of a wrestle in a sandpit out here, so I'll have to get him in there one day and have a crack.
What was really noticeable Friday night, and it was really noticeable in his career, he was one of the best players in that Brisbane era, breaking the play from stoppages, particularly switching sides. Is that one of the things he brought to the midfield group about learning how to get space from stoppages?
Definitely, yeah. It's a one-on-one game these days, and something else he's doing is really good at one-on-one and getting split from an opponent inside a stoppage. So we've been doing a lot of work on that, as well as getting outside the stoppage and not just being able to go where there's nobody, but going through players and chain out with handball. So he's been doing a lot of work on that, and I think it's really helping us.
You had Phil Walsh last year, who's known to be a midfield expert. Now you've got Michael Voss. What's the difference in the way the strategy, the tactics, the thinking of the game?
It's pretty similar. I think probably Vossi has got that more premiership experience, I guess. Being a three-time premiership captain, you can't get much better than that. And he's got a lot of little tips and tricks for us to really expose the opposition. So, look, Walshy was awesome, and I think Phil's going on... Walshy was brilliant with what he did and setting us up, and I think now Vossi's come in and he's taking us to that next level from all his experience over the years.
Is it one of the things that you think stood out Friday night is your ability to translate play from congestion to the opposite side of the ground into space?
I think so, yeah. We're probably doing a little bit too much. We We'd go out one side, switch, and then we'd come back the other. So I think it's good to find that balance to be able to go out that weak side and really expose oppositions with our run from the stoppage to get over to that side and get the ball into the forward line. So I think once we get our heads around that and finding the balance between going once and going twice will really develop into a good asset.
You expect a fair challenger, I guess you'll be able to put it to the test a bit better this week with West Coast. They've obviously already played one challenge game.
Yeah, definitely. Look, they had a good hit out last week and it goes up a level now. So it was only an intra-club hit out against the boys and your mates, but it goes up another level Sunday. So we're really excited to put everything we've done into plan. When you go out against in an intra club against your mates and the boys, they sort of know what you're doing. So I think once you get up into real opposition, it's really interesting to see how everyone goes and how everyone responds.
What do you think it'll be like playing with Nick's at the helm?
Yeah, no, it'll be good. I think Nick's done a good apprenticeship for the last 2 years under Kenny, so he's a very similar coach, very upfront and honest and tells you how it is, so I think he'll be very good.
So it's just one game, but I mean, you don't expect...
Two games, yeah.
Two games. You don't expect too many differences as to what it's like playing under Kenny?
No, I don't think so. They're both, really defensive-orientated teams, and we know that they both know that our best offence comes from defence, so I think it'll be pretty similar. And they're very similar how they get the message across, so can't see too many changes.
Well, you're obviously not involved in selection, but is there anyone you'd expect that we might see newer popping up this week?
Look, to be honest, we don't know what's really going on. As far as we're concerned, everyone's playing, so we'll leave up to Ken and the coaches. But, we've got some really exciting talent coming through this year, and hopefully we can see a lot of that on display in the next couple of games.
Well, how much does the Cricket World Cup help you with? Get that extra month, whereas usually teams that go deep into the finals are the ones that really struggle then through getting pre-season time working, where the non-8 teams get that extra month. Does that help you guys this year?
That extra month? It's definitely not fun having that extra week of pre-season, extra week of running, but it gives us an extra week or two to prepare and get ready, but once we get into it, it'll be we'll forget about that week and we all guns blazing. So,
you feel that extra time is helping you guys get over one season and prepare for the other?
Oh, look, to be honest, I don't think a week does much. How many months has it been since the last round? It's been, 6 months nearly. So I think you've got more than enough time to recover and get ready for another season.
So Darren Burgess doesn't give you a break at all?
No, not really. It's it's pretty hard work, and he's been running us pretty hard still. So we know that. We trust him, and whatever he's got for us, it'll prepare us well for the year.
You talk about that extra dimension that you're looking for in a midfield. Is that very much necessary? Because Steve's is going to be hard to be part of Port's starting midfield rotations this year.
Oh, no doubt. You've got to have more than one string to your bow. Our midfield these days is running so deep, so the competition for spots is one of the highest in the AFL. So you can't just be an inside. You've got to be outside. You've got to do both. So it's very important in our midfield, I think.
Tell me if I'm being silly, but has Robbie Gray become quicker?
He's not the quickest bloke, to be honest, like 10-metre sprint, but his agility is the best I've ever seen. The way you can be in a pack and turn one way and turn the other way in a split second, it's unreal, and I've never seen it before.
So he buys time then in that sense?
Yeah, he does. And I think being that quick and agile in that close space after a knee reco is amazing. So he's had a big pre-season and he's in for another big year.
Seen two serious knee injuries already, Ollie, a couple of season enders. Is there concern amongst the players, playing on these hard grounds at the February, that sort of thing, March?
There hasn't been too much talk, to be honest, but it is devastating for both those teams that lose such big and important players. But I think you don't really think about it too much. If it happens, it happens. I think it's just football, but obviously no club wants to be losing players this time of year, and it's really unfortunate.
Well, sure about our here. Is there some-